Greetings, I'm Jackie Quinn. You've heard of thunder snow. That's how it started in Buffalo, New York. Surveillance cameras catching the thunder as the winter storm began. Nearly 2 feet of accumulations already on the ground in Hamburg, New York, outside Buffalo. While roadways are covered and a traveler's advisory is in effect, these kids don't mind.
Making big snowmen,
drinking hot chocolate.
Sledding.
Audio courtesy of WKBW-TV. Up to 4 feet of snow could accumulate by the weekend. The NFL has moved the Bills-Browns game to Detroit. North Korea's fired an intercontinental ballistic missile. It landed near Japanese waters, but officials warn it shows the potential for launching nuclear strikes on all of the U.S. mainland. Vice President Kamala Harris in Thailand today, meeting with Asian Pacific leaders, assuring them that the U.S. is a steady trade partner.
Based on collaboration, sustainability, transparency, and fairness.
The Biden administration's asking two federal courts to allow the student loan program to go forward. More from our Norman Hall.
It has asked a federal appeals court in New Orleans to suspend a decision striking down Biden's plan. It intends to ask the Supreme Court to overturn a St. Louis appeals court that halted the plan.
The White House is raising eyebrows with the declaration that Saudi Arabia's crown prince should be immune from litigation surrounding the killing of U.S. journalist Jamal Khashoggi. While campaigning, Joe Biden was a harsh critic. Officials say a 100-year-old building in San Antonio has been damaged by an earthquake that hit Wednesday, hundreds of miles away in the West Texas desert. Russian missiles are again targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure, disrupting supply to as much as 40% of the population. This is AP News. Life in prison without parole for 40-year-old Daryl Brooks Jr. in Milwaukee. He killed six people and injured many others, driving his SUV through a Christmas parade. We now hear an update on those injured.
Betty String was one of the dancing grannies struck at the parade. She sustained a head injury. String says she hasn't focused much on the incident.
Throughout all of this, I was probably just focused on me and trying to get better.
String says she's back to dancing in the group.
Why would I not go back? Why would I limit my life?
I'm Donna Warder.
Renewed scrutiny in Alabama over a botched execution yesterday. This is the second time a death sentence was halted because a lethal injection could not be administered. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.